Everybody, good morning, afternoon. I don't even know what time it is because we just poured ourselves a glass of
It's
wine.
1 o'clock. That's what time it is.
I love it. We are back here in the studio and we are so excited to introduce our first podcast to y'all and hope that you enjoy it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We've got a great book for y'all. I really enjoyed this story and I don't know about you, but I'm so excited to talk about it. Ooh,
here we are. We are doing Fourth Wing.
Yes, Fourth Wing. Let's go.
Oh my God. We have been wanting to talk about this and we're saving all the juicy details for this first episode, and we are excited to dive on in.
Oh yeah. Okay, so let's just let's start with the author, Rebecca Yarros.
She grew up in a military family, I think, right?
She either grew up in a military family, but or her husband, she's a military wife for sure, for like 20 years.
That's what it was. Yeah. I read that online too, and I was like, dang, 20 years, and he did 2 tours.
That's a lot.
I know.
Oh, so scary. Good for her. Wow. And she, I think she started writing while he was in on deployment,
yeah,
right?
Because her first book only came out in 2014.
Wow. That's not really, that was like, what, 11 years ago?
Mm-hmm. And I looked up the
fairly new author.
She has a lot of different series, and she started off as a romance, contemporary romance.
What is contemporary romance? Oh, is that just like new age romance?
Sure.
Romance. Romance.
We can't talk today. It's dreary out.
See, we can't.
No.
Words are all tongue-tied, but that's fine.
It's the morning. We're still happy, though, to be.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so she's written other novels. I have one of them here, In the Likely Event.
Yeah, you just bought it, right?
Yeah, I got it at Target on sale, so I'm excited to maybe start that one. It's on my TBR list.
Yeah, we've got some others in front of it, I think. Mm-hmm. So there's that book that she's written. She's written a few. So here we've got some notes to jot down things about what we have for the book. And you have here for her that she has a syndrome.
Yeah, EDS. That was our main character, Violet, in the story, our heroine. She has this condition where her bones are like brittle. They break a lot.
So she has that?
She does. EDS. It's Ehlers. Don't know how to say that. Excuse me. Danos syndrome. And so Rebecca has that syndrome. And so do, like, I think 2 of her sons.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So she likes to bring awareness to disabilities in her book.
Well, that's cool. I really like that.
It was different, you know? Like, most heroines in these fantasy series are just so badass, and they're like, you know, they're just really tough and gritty, nothing beautiful, nothing wrong with them. And then this girl, she has a lot of adversity to overcome, you know? I liked it.
She's falling apart.
She really was falling apart.
I know.
I was like, geez, girl, she would say her shoulder would supplicate. I don't know.
Pop out a socket
all the time. Oh. Ouch.
No. Okay, so speaking of this book, it's going to be 1 of 5?
Yeah, we're going to get 5 out of this series. The Empyrean series. When I looked it up, I was like, why is it coming up with the Empyrean? What is that? And then I realized, oh, that's the series name. And this is just the first novel in it.
Okay, and this is Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing!
So looking at it, I love the gold. I think that's awesome. It's got dragons all over
it. Beautiful cover. Beautiful. I was drawn to it when I first saw it.
I mean, that it's stunning. And of course, when you put dragons in anything, I first think of dragons as Game of Thrones. So I picture them, I'm like, okay, they're going to be badass.
Like Drogon, yeah.
Yes.
Big and just so cool.
And that's what they are.
I know.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be cool. And looking at it, it sucks you in. And
oh, yeah. Let's just go into the world building. I was a little confused in the beginning just because, you know.
This was the most confusing thing I've ever read.
Yeah. It kind of jumped around a lot.
I couldn't picture anything.
You know, I read the book and then I listened to the audiobook. And when I listened, I kind of got it more. The person who was reading the story kind of used an inflection that helped me to picture what was going on better.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I didn't do that. I just read it.
I know. I get obsessed with things and then I have to do it over and over and over again. Get all of the views of something.
Yeah, because it's so. When she walks in, Violet, the main character, she
Violet.
Walks into this.
Violet Soaringale.
Yeah. So Oof. The school.
Bazgaiath.
Well, how do you say that?
Bazgaiath.
Yeah, I was
college.
Skipping over it. I was just like, oh, the school.
Oh, the school. That's where she is. She's at the school right now.
Which I think lots of people do.
I mean,
people can relate to both. I think there's people that are like, well, how do you say that?
And oh, yeah, I look it all up.
Dives into it. And I'm like, yeah, we'll just skip over it.
Mm-hmm. So. That's bish, bish, bish. It's something. It's the college. It's there.
And so you get this feel of the college. You have to get to it by this big, what you walk across it.
Well, that's how you get to the Riders quadrant. So there's three quadrants. Let's go back a little bit. So we're in Navarre. This is the world that we're in. It's yes. Navarre. It's the continent. It's a violent world. They're always at war. They literally conscript basically children, but they're not. They're like young adults. I think they're 19, 20 years old when they go into this college. They have to pass an entrance exam, and there's four quadrants. There's the scribe quadrant, which they're like the history keepers. They record all of the battles, and they're like the nerds of the college. And then there's the healers, which it's in the name, they heal people.
Yes.
And then there's the riders, who are the elite. They're the coolest, they're the most badass, they have their dragons, and they go off to war. So that's where we're at.
Die all the time.
Rebecca is not afraid to kill off a character, which I appreciate that, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Not keeping everybody alive.
No, I'm all for it.
I am too. So yeah, Bazgaiath, that's the college where they learn how to be what they're going to be, because, you know, you got to learn that stuff.
See, I was so confused on that. I didn't understand really any of it. I know she kind of talks about it and tries to do it, but I was like, I don't understand these quadrants and I couldn't picture it, I guess, in my head.
Did you realize that there was an infantry quadrant?
No.
Oh, that took me until, like, whenever I listened to the audiobook. That's when I realized, oh, there's something else. It's not just the three. There's the infantry, which is basically, like, the foot soldiers, the grunts. I guess they're just not smart enough to get into anything, because you have to pass an entrance exam to get into one of the three.
Yeah.
And I guess if you don't pass any of those, you go to infantry, where you're just, like, grunts to be throw it away on a battlefield, which sucks. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but
yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Gotta pass that entrance.
Exactly. Pass that entrance exam and you can maybe get a dragon or be a healer. One of the two. That's what I would want to be. What would you want to be?
Oh, God. No, stay away from rider squadrons. That is not me, I guess.
I mean, as much as I want to be one.
A scribe?
A scribe, yeah.
I'll probably do that.
Right.
If I'm smart enough.
Oh, you'd be smart enough. I think I would want to be I would probably be a healer, but I would want to be a rider. I would want to be badass like them, but
I don't like blood, so I'm good with being a healer. Like,
oh, no. I used to think I could be a doctor, and then I realized, no, this isn't for me. There's too much.
I'll be a scribe. So, speaking of scribes and all the names of it, Gaelic, right?
Gaelic, yeah. Scottish Gaelic is where she pulled a lot of the names.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Like Mira, Lilith, her mother.
I love Lilith.
Mira is her sister. Lilith is her mother. She's a piece of work. But yeah, most of the names are Scottish Gaelic. Taryn, that we'll get into that later. But yeah, Taryn's a
interesting
name.
Well, okay, speaking of, so let's just go into, well, do we have any wrap up on world building? Do you have anything else on that?
I mean, they're always at war, right? We're in Navarre. They're all Navarrians. They're at war with Peromiel, who they ride griffins. The Navarrians ride dragons. The dragons have wards that protect the borders of Navarre. And they're always like the griffin riders of Peromiel are always trying to come in and get stuff, attack the dragon riders. So
interesting.
That's what, like, they have to always have dragon riders to power the wards so that the wards don't fail and so that no other magical beings can come into their area and do all the things.
I feel like I just learned a little bit there.
That's what I got. Oh, and there's a king. There's a king of Navarre. We don't know much about him.
That's right. We don't really know anything about him yet. So.
Nope, we don't know much about him. But Violet, she's our main heroine. Her mother is a general at the college.
Yes, we learned that right off.
Yeah,
she's sending Violet to the school.
Yes. She had trained to be a scribe her whole life, like her father. Her father was a scribe, but died, like a year ago, I think, is what it said.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Right.
And she's being sent in, and she does not want to go. Well, it's not that she really doesn't want to go. She wants to go to be a scribe, but she
trained to be a scribe.
But then her mom's like doubting her, and she kind of looks at her and is like, well, thanks. Like, I can do this if you let me, but like, I don't know. I feel like she's 50-50 on it because she's trying to convince her mom that she can do it,
Well,
But
she was
then,
only given 6 months to train for it when
yeah.
all these other, like her sister Mira trained her
Years.
entire life to go to the do this. Cause I
Yeah.
mean, it's not easy.
And
People die.
Mira's there in the room with her, and she's like, "Mom, no, don't let her do this."
Oh, I love Mira.
I know, she's so
Big sister
sweet.
Mira when
Big
she's
sister,
like,
and she's like, "Okay, well, if you're gonna do this, this is how you need to survive." And
right.
she kind of gives her some tips going in,
She
and
braids her hair,
I
gives her a like
know.
repacks her backpack. I love that little big sister vibe.
It was so
It was
sweet.
literally so sweet. I loved Mira. Her mother, like I said, piece of work. She's just like, nope, no daughter of mine's gonna be a scribe, even though you trained for that your whole life.
And your
Just
father was it who
right.
you're supposedly loving your husband?
Right. It's
I
like
don't understand that.
where there's a little disconnect there, but okay, Lilith, whatever. So yeah, Mira goes to bat for Violet. Doesn't work out too well.
Well, and then so it starts off her walking to the see how
Pop,
you
pop, pop.
I'm like, how do you even say that?
It's the parapet. So they're in
Parapet.
the quadrants to get into the riders, basically. So if you fall off and die. And she's walking up there. Her sister had given her a couple tips before, don't make friends, keep to yourself, don't sleep with anybody that's in a different
Ooh.
year than you. Oh, we'll come back to that later. But
Boys,
yeah, she
can't
makes
give a
this little
boy.
friend. She makes a friend right off the bat. So she already is like ignoring what Mira is telling her to do.
And she gives her a freaking boot.
Rhiannon, yeah.
Okay, I'm
We
sorry.
meet Rhiannon, who eventually becomes her best friend, but Violet takes off one of her boots and gives it to her.
Because she says that they'll be slippery across there, and her
Yeah.
boots aren't slippery.
You're
And
the most
so
sweet.
I guess it was selfish.
You're just like, no, I would
I
never do
would
that.
never do that. And I understand, like, okay, make a friend, but don't give her your boots that are literally going to save you. People are flying off this thing. How many died at the end of that?
Oh, 67.
67.
67 people died going just across this little parapet. I wish she had told us how long it was. I don't remember, maybe she did, but I don't remember how long it was. I just remember that it was 18 inches wide, which is basically big enough to go like foot, 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 and one in front of the other.
Yeah.
And then there's a storm that comes.
And it makes it slippery, and the fog of it. And
It's windy because you're up there on a turret, which.
honestly, okay, it was very suspenseful. It kept me going,
Oh my
but I
gosh.
was like, she's not gonna fall. This is the
No,
main
it's
character.
literally chapter three. She's not gonna fall.
She's not gonna fall. It's intense. Cool.
The guy in front of her falls.
That was
R.I.P.
so.
Dylan. That was our first guy to die. I was like, oh, well, he's gone.
That was funny.
I know. I
Not
was like,
funny. It was sad. I was like, oh crap.
I thought it was a little funny because he was like, I'm gonna win and then I'm gonna get married and
Well,
all
he
this
said goodbye
stuff.
to his girlfriend, and I was like, oh no, that poor girl.
Yeah,
So,
he didn't last very long at all.
no. So, that is the also when we get to meet Zayden.
Oh, Zaddy. Oh, he's so fabulous. Hottie with a
Okay.
sculpted body.
Yeah.
She said
And
that. She was like, he's 6'4", tawny skin and sculpted. Like, looks like he's chiseled. Oh, I'm
okay, well,
sorry.
no, so I have got the exact quote here because I thought it was just
Stop,
fantastic.
read
So
it.
it's on page 37. He's tall with windblown black hair and dark brows. The line of his jaw is so strong and covered by warm, tawny
Oof.
skin and
Yes.
dark stubble.
Oh.
And when he folds his arms across his torso, the muscles in his chest and arms ripple, moving in a way that makes me swallow.
Oh,
And
gosh.
his eyes are the shade of gold-flecked onyx. In contrast, in startling, the jaw-dropping, even everything about him is. His features are so harsh that they looked carved, and yet they're astonishingly perfect, like an artist worked a lifetime sculpting him, and at least a year of that was spent on his mouth.
Oh, that was a fabulous paragraph. You got me all hot and bothered over here.
She even says right at the end,
Oh my
he's the most exquisite man I've ever seen. If I'm
Exquisite.
sorry, but you don't describe someone like that if he's not gonna be that main freaking
Oh
character.
yeah. I mean, I knew right off the bat it's like, okay, enemies to lovers, because she's
Well,
told to
absolutely.
stay away from this
From
guy.
his sis from her sister. And so you're
Yeah,
like,
stay away from
stay
Zayden
away.
Ryerson.
And then yet he's the beautiful most beautiful man
Most
I've ever seen.
beautiful. Oh, well, most
Duh.
beautiful man was already taken, so he's the most
Was
exquisite
it?
man.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh man. Okay, so let's talk about Zayden a little bit. Why did Mira tell her to stay away from him? Well, Because his father was the main leader of the Tirish Rebellion, which happened 5 years ago. And that's actually when her brother Brennan died. So a little bit of family drama there. Yeah, and he's just known to be kind of a bad
Well,
guy.
so there's this rebellion that happened, and it was all the parents of now these students that are coming in.
There was 107 kids
107.
of the 60 something rebels.
Okay, and so these kids are coming in, and they have got these marks on them,
The relics,
the
yes.
relics. Okay, and these relics show that they're the kids of the rebellion.
So they're
And
marked, the marked ones. I think they say that a lot.
yes.
They're the marked ones.
And you're just really not supposed to be associated with them. They're just bad news.
They had to go to the Riders Quadrant, which it said like earlier in the book that they won't like make you go to the Riders Quadrant because it's so hard. But these kids, they're like, well, your parents were rebels, so sorry, you gotta
You
go.
have to.
Figure it out. It's kind of rough.
Damn, because yeah, they all die.
They do all die.
So Zayden, so told to stay away, yet he is just a
He's beautiful.
baddie.
He's beautiful. And how can
But
you stay away
this
from
isn't
that?
his first year, right? He's already at the school.
He's a third year.
He's
Yeah,
a third year.
you're at the college for 3 years, so he's,
So
a
why is
senior
he
classman.
there
He was
with?
watching the parapet. He
He was
was
just
like
watching it.
there. He was like there whenever they were all walking across. There was somebody who was taking names down, and that's how she met him. There
Okay.
was also that we get introduced to Jack Barlow, the asshat,
Oh yeah,
he
right
beats
off the bat,
right off
like
the bat. He's
such a
just
douche move.
he just sucks. I hate him. I call him asshat through all of my
That's
notes.
right. So we meet Jack. He's basically the bad guy a little bit through
He has
their
a
school.
thing that he just wants to kill Violet, and I don't understand. I'm pouring myself another glass, by the way.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I know we're going all in. Do do do. Look at that. So pretty. Okay. Also, did you notice that when she was crossing the parapet, there was a storm, and she briefly mentions in the first chapter that her mother's signet power, which okay, when you're a dragon rider, you get a signet power, which is like you can wield ice or fire or something. And her mother's signet power is she wields storms.
So,
When Violet was crossing the parapet,
you think she did that on
I
purpose?
think so. It's just a little crack theory I have. I'm like, did she make it harder on her daughter to see if she could get across?
Crossed?
I
That is gonna be
mean,
so effed if that's true.
I know. Maybe I'm just like reading too much into it, but I think, ooh, I mean, Lilith a little.
Her mom just gives bad vibes from the start, so.
I don't like her.
Now. And
No.
oh, well, so okay, bad vibes, but good vibes is Dane. So her sister says, please find Dane Atos. When
Childhood
you
best friend.
childhood best friend, you gotta go find him. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And he's a second year.
Correct. He's the
Okay.
squad leader.
Okay, so that's also what I was having trouble with. So there's squad leaders.
The military talk because they're in a military college and all of the sections and
Yeah.
stuff. Yes,
So
the
when you
rankings, that's what it's
the
called.
ranking. So when she crosses, because obviously she crosses, she gets in and you find out what squad you're gonna be in, right?
Once you cross the parapet, you automatically become a cadet. So she becomes a cadet, and then they put them into squads. She
Okay.
tries to get into Dane Ato's squad, which she does with that girl that she gave the boot to,
Yeah.
Rhiannon.
So they're both in the same squad and
Zayden's a wing leader.
a wing leader of different sections. See, this confused me is that I don't understand the squ between the squads and the wings.
So let's back it up. There are four wings, and in each wing, there is, I believe, three sections. I have it written down. Yeah. Three squads to a section, three sections to a wing, and there's four wings.
That I'm sorry, but that was so confusing.
I know. It took me a while to get that, but I finally got it.
I know, but like that's the style of writing that I don't like. Like, make it easy. Like,
Yeah.
make it there's
That
a
comes from her
squad.
military background. She's probably always in it. You know,
Dare.
you're over here like,
I'm crossing
no,
my arms.
I
I'm
don't
like,
like it.
no, I don't care for it. Which I get. So military. So she ends up in the second squad. Is that what you just said? No.
Well, I don't remember which one she ends up. She ends up in Dane's squad, but Zayden comes in and transfers Dane's squad to his wing, where he's wing leader. Let's pull that up. There we go. Yeah, so Zayden's a wing leader because he's a third year and he's just like a badass. He has a really badass dragon. And he comes in, takes Dane's squad, puts him in his wing. So now Zayden is over Dane. He outranks him.
Okay.
And Violet is under Dane.
Dane. Okay. Okay.
Under Dane.
Oh. Well,
Not really.
there is some tension there between them. They've been childhood friends forever. She gets hurt a lot,
Right.
and she this first little scene too of them is that they're in his bedroom and she's hurt and he's trying to wrap her up. And
Oh, yeah.
yeah, and I think she like takes off her shirt. She's like in a bra or whatever and he's like trying to help her. And there's a little flirty vibe, and you're like,
She has a
okay,
little crush on him.
yeah. And it's her friend who she's known forever. And there's just, I like it, and I'm here for it.
Oh, you
He's,
liked Dane.
yeah, well, he's cute. She describes him as cute, just comfortable.
Yeah, she's
And
just comfortable with
I'm here
him.
for comfortable. I'm like, those bad boys, they get you into trouble. So I'm like,
Always.
yeah. And he was just so cute, helpful. He wants to protect her, and I'm here for it at first.
At first, yeah. That's the operative meaning. At first. So yeah, we get in. So she made it in. Yay, good job, Violet. Woo, she's in. And we what I really liked is that there's a lot of women in there, you know? There's
Yes.
no like sexism. It's like, oh, women can't do this. No, there are multiple
Well, her mom's a
women.
general, so it's
Exactly.
already giving you that
Love that.
they yes. So it's kind of half and half, which I like. I don't like just, oh, there's only one woman or there's all women. And
Right.
I don't know. I like kind of a
There's a good mix of men and women in this story. I agree. I like it a lot. Also, one other thing that we noticed while we were reading was each chapter has like a little excerpt in the beginning, and it kind of just gives you a little just kind of hint at what the chapter might be about.
Yeah, I like that.
I liked it too. She was pulling from like history books and I don't know, quotes of other people in this world, and I was like,
Yes.
"Oh, that's
It
interesting."
was really neat, and once I got that vibe of it, I would read it and try to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And it gives little clues. So, I don't know if anybody else picked up on that, but I really enjoyed that part of the
I
book.
enjoyed it a lot. Okay, so we get into it, and she starts, you know, she's in college. So there's
Yeah.
classes. I like the battle brief class. That's the class where they all go, literally everybody in the college goes in there. It's full at the beginning. By the end of the book, it's not so full because everybody dies. But we learn at this point that the wards are failing. And if you
What's the
remember,
ward?
the wards are what
Well, I just like, I'm sorry, but if I'm thinking this, there's so many other
Oh,
readers out there
sure.
thinking like, what the hell is she talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so the wards, when the dragons are where their magic comes from. In other books, like you can just have magic, right? These people get magic from their dragons and the dragon riders. So the dragons are stationed around their borders and they power the wards that protect the borders so that other magical creatures like griffins of Perimiel can't get in. Their
Love
magic is
that.
doesn't work.
Okay.
And so in this battle brief class, we learn that the wards are failing. And Violet, the smart lady that she is, she wonders why. She's like,
Well, she
something's
was
fishing
trained to be
going
a
on.
scribe, so I think in her classes, she's really smart, wants to dissect everything instead of the other people are just kind of trying to get through this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she like picks up, she's like, oh, there's multiple raids from Peromiel. Peromiel? Peromiel? Something like that. And they're looking for something. They're getting more frequent. They're going to places that griffins normally wouldn't fly. They're like
Yeah.
higher up. She's like, what's going on? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, and then there's this Codex rule book, which she, what is that?
So the Dragon Riders, they have a rule book called the Codex, and it's literally, there's not a lot of rules in there. But one of them is like, you can't attack a rider when they're asleep.
Oh, yeah,
And
that's
that is
right.
their basically their I don't know, they follow it.
They follow, well, they have to have at least some rules or else
Yeah.
everybody could
Otherwise
just
it's chaos.
chaos and they
Yeah.
could die. But
You can die during challenges. You can be challenged by someone and they can kill you. You could be I mean, technically, you could be walking to class and somebody could stab you in the back. And
yeah, and that's fine. But
yeah.
as when you are asleep,
When you're asleep, you cannot
sure.
be. Yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing that they're like, no, no. And people in your squad aren't supposed to like target each other because your squad is your squad. You're supposed to be able to trust each other.
Yeah, you have each other's back if
Yeah.
you're if anything happens. And then sparring, too. So you said that people can challenge like during sparring,
Right. They
right?
spar to practice for the challenges. Oh,
That's
wait. No, sparring is the challenge, right?
Yeah.
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 Because like I could challenge you
Oh, that'd be
in a
fun.
sparring. Yeah, that's right. Who would win that battle? Me.
Would you kick my ass?
Yeah. I'm patient. Pretty
Oh,
feisty.
I don't know. Oh, might have to challenge you one day.
So, all right. So then she comes back from a challenge, right? And then there's a book laying on her bed.
Yeah.
I know, and it's from her brother. Well,
Yeah. Mira left
Mira,
it on her bed.
she snuck in there,
She
left it
said,
on.
like, this book got me through the hardest parts of this school, and I hope it gets you through them as well. And it's basically just a book that Brennan wrote of tips and tricks to get you through. But the biggest trick in this book was it taught her that she can figure out who's going to challenge her. So if she knows who's going to challenge her, she can go in like with a plan of how to win the challenge and not get hurt.
Which, bless her heart.
Oh
But
my God.
she falls apart so easily. So she's like, let me pick some berries. And I was like, what is this bitch doing in this tree?
I know she's over here like sneaking around in the dark. Do, 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 do,
Yeah, she
do.
sneaks around and gets these berries. And so she's in this tree. And she's like, I got these berries. And then all of a sudden she overhears some people coming. And she's not supposed to be out at night.
She's like
And
hiding in this tree with her berries.
berries sitting there. I'm like, what is she doing? And she hears Satan's voice down there in a group of kids. She doesn't know who it is yet. And they start kind of coming out, and they're all the rebel kids,
Right.
which in that codex rule book, right? They're not supposed to be together.
And maybe it's in the code. I think it's just like a rule that there can't be more than three rebel kids in a group, basically, because then they could be conspiring.
Inspiring.
Ooh.
Yeah, which their parents did.
Right.
And so
Yeah,
they
I
don't
get
want that to
it.
happen again.
Makes
So it
sense.
does make sense.
It's
And
kind of
so
like rough, but it makes
there's
sense.
more than three. There's like a few, right, in
Yeah,
there.
there's like five or six.
Yeah. And Zayden's like running this, and he mentions to one of them that Violet is off limits. Like, don't kill her.
Yeah, because they were like, when do we get to kill the Soarin'gale girl? And
Yeah.
she's just like, with her
Yeah.
berries in the tree.
She's
Like,
just
oh
like trying
no.
to be quiet. And he's like, no, she's mine. Which I don't think he really wants to kill her. I think he's like,
I didn't
no.
think so either. I think
I didn't even get that vibe. I was just like,
I
no,
know from the
he's.
beginning, I think he was curious about her.
Yeah.
This little girl who's given her boot at parapet. She's kind of breakable, and he's just like, what's going on with you?
He's like, oh, I
I
can kill her
can't.
in a second. Like, let's just wait on this.
Right.
So I think he kind of convinces them to wait, and then
They all walk away.
she comes down for the journey, and of course he is not gone.
No, he's right there. He's like, so what you been doing? What'd you hear? How
Yeah.
you doing? Little tree
And
person.
of course Violet's like swooning over him.
Oh,
You
gosh.
can just tell they've got this chemistry, and
I love the buildup.
yeah,
I loved it
it's
throughout the
such a
entire
good
book.
build
It
up. Though,
was. I was like, oh, when are they gonna
if
just
you
do
haven't
something?
noticed, it's a spicy book, so
Little bit.
something's about to happen, but it's not right now,
Nope,
so
not yet.
unfortunately.
All right, so we're kind of moving on. She's just going day by day, poisoning her opponents, you know. That's
And
good.
she's like,
Dane's escorting her everywhere.
he's annoying now. It's like,
Yeah.
get.
He keeps trying to convince her that he can get her out. We're gonna take you to the Scribe Quadrant. Well, you'll be safe. And she's like, no, bro. Like,
And
I'm
she's
here.
telling him, like, please stop.
Right. And he doesn't listen. And he keeps touching her face. Oh, we found out earlier. Back it up a little bit. Dane's signet power is that he can read minds by touch.
Not everybody knows that. He only tells Violet. And
It's a
so,
secret so
yeah.
that they can use them later on down the road. We don't know why. And then Zayden's signet power is that he wields shadows.
I
Who does
know.
that remind you of?
Oh.
Azriel?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's
I
right.
know, right? I was like, oh, did she? What?
Yeah, another book for another time.
Another book for another time. But I was like, what?
I know. But
Felt
the
like she
shadows
pulled
is
from him.
no, and they're a little different
Yeah,
and
they are a
stuff.
little
And so
different.
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
And
these
so he can
shadows,
do shadows.
he can literally move them and like catch things with them.
Yeah, like a shadow, he can tell them what to
Yeah.
do, which is really neat. And so
Yeah.
that it's just it's getting so good. And so you find out all these little things. She's just going day by day. And then we learn in class about the dragons.
Oh, this was one of my favorite parts. I took so many notes. Okay. So there's multiple dragons. They have reds, there's navy blues, greens, browns, oranges, and there's one black. Blacks are the smartest and they're most cunning, and they're also huge, is what we learn in the book. But there's only one black that isn't tied to a rider. So the other black that's in existence is General Melgren, who's like the main general who's above her mother.
Okay.
Yep. He's the guy who can, his signet power is he can see the outcome of a battle, which is really, if you're a
Cool.
general, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
Nobody's gonna really
right.
beat you, or you go into it already knowing you're gonna lose. So, like,
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, we're gonna turn around now. So yeah, there's one other black who hasn't wanted to bond since his last rider died. Reds are really mean, oranges are really picky, the navy blues are difficult. I think Segael, his dragon, is a navy blue. And yeah.
Okay, wait, so how do you say Zayden's dragon's name?
Segael.
Segael. Okay, it's spelled really weird, so that's what I pictured it, but I just wasn't sure.
You said it as
Segael.
Segael? The
Yeah.
first time I wrote it, I was like, Skyel. I was like, that can't be right, right?
right,
Segael.
so there's all these dragons, and does the dragon choose the rider, or does the rider choose the dragon?
Oh, the dragon chooses the rider, which
It
I
does.
love because they have all the power. Like, why would a human choose a dragon? They'd
Okay.
be like,
And
human.
it's bonding.
Bonding.
Okay.
They do that at threshing, which we're not quite there yet. That's October 1st.
I know we just missed it by a few. I was
Oh,
reading it and I was
yeah.
like, we're almost to October. So
If we were in this dangerous, dangerous world, we'd be getting close to
I
threshing.
know. So we are getting co close to it. And so in threshing, they bond with this dragon. So we'll
Right.
get to it. But so
Oh.
right now in class, we're just learning about the dragons.
Learning about the dragons so that they know what to expect when they go and meet them. And they learn that there's only 100 dragons willing to bond this year. And there's more riders in the quadrant that need a dragon. So that means that some people are not going to get dragons.
And they only bond with like physical people, and they want riders that can
Strength.
be tough.
Yeah, they think, well, the people think that the dragons value strength.
Okay.
So Violet's like,
So
oh crap.
yeah, Violet isn't strong at all. She breaks so easily. So isn't that like a liability for her to get a dragon?
You would think, but like one of the professors in this class, they say the riders they choose for, or the dragons they choose for reasons that they don't share with us. So we think that they choose for,
Just don't know for
strength and
sure.
everything, but I think that there's more to it than we really know.
Okay. All
Do you think
right.
she's a liability?
Yeah.
Because she's
I
weaker. I think she's really
think she's gonna get
smart
this
though.
teeny tiny puny little shit, and it's gonna be like, oh
But
no.
she's so smart. So when I read about the black
Not freaking
badass,
right.
I did. I swear to God, I did. I
Really?
swear to God, whenever, because they were like, they're the most cunning and the most smart. I was like, oh, what if she gets this one?
That's not what I thought at all. I was like, no, she's gonna get this tiny little thing, and then they're gonna both be like targets, and they're gonna have to fight, and she'll obviously win her fights because her dragon is gonna be a badass,
Yeah.
but it's gonna be tiny. That's
Tiny little baby dragon.
literally what I thought. So I mean, we're learning about dragons.
Oh, Zayden, he like challenges Violet, which was super steamy, and I loved that fight scene. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah. So this fight scene though, I didn't really feel like it was fighting. I
No,
felt
they were
like
sparring.
they're sparring, and he was like whispering to her though.
Yeah.
And I was like, is
It was
everybody
sexy. I
else
liked it.
hearing this, or is it just them?
You're just on the wet mat, like, oh, I could get you
Yeah.
every
Oh my God. Touch me right here.
That's basically what
was happening. I was like, damn. Okay, let's roll around in front of people.
Oh my God, it was so funny. I liked it though. Let's roll around in front of me. You're so right. I mean, when they're on the mat, they act like there's nobody else, but literally everybody was watching them
I
because it's
know.
like, oh, Soarin'gale versus Ryerson. Let's go. Ding, ding,
Well,
ding.
and he's going, you're not strong enough to, like, he's basically proving a point. Like,
Because he knew that that she was poisoning everybody.
yes.
He's like, yeah, you can't get away with that.
You can't.
Sorry.
So let's train you up a little bit better. And so the gauntlet, that's coming up. What is
Okay,
that?
so the gauntlet is basically their version of American Ninja Warrior, where they have to run up all of these I mean, that's what I pictured. I
No,
was
I
like, they're
pictured it.
running
It's
up,
so
like,
funny.
but except instead of like plastic, like we use, it's literally just rocks
And death, but it's
and
fine.
wooden spikes rolling around. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. There was a girl in her squad, Aurelie, she practiced for this her entire life. Her dad would like build obstacle courses, and then she gets on there and she dies the first time. And I'm like, oh, how ironic. That sucks.
R.I.P. to another one.
R.I.P. Aurelie. That's no fun. Before the gauntlet, before they start training for it, Violet finally snaps at Dane, which I was like all
Oh,
here
yeah.
for. She's like, bro, I'm here. I'm not leaving.
I know. And I feel like that was kind of the turning point of their friendship too. It was like, you've got to stop babying me and let me do this. I'm already doing it. I'm here. I'm not leaving, because he wants her to be a scribe. And so he keeps saying, like, you can go back, you can I'll let you in and stuff, and
Exactly.
it's not happening.
No, it's like, bro, I'm in here. I survived the parapet. I survived a couple of sparring matches.
That I'm
I'm he
supposed to die in.
Yeah,
And
like I'm good. Back off.
yeah.
I'm so glad she snapped at him. I'm over him at this
Well,
point.
she snaps at him and stuff, but he's still like very touchy-feely. He wants to still like help her, and so he's like, okay, I'll
He's
back
like an
off,
annoying big
and
brother.
cups her face again, and it's like, stop touching
Oh
me
my
like a
God, he
thousand
touches her
times.
face so many times throughout this book. I'm like, in the beginning, I was like, that's weird, because didn't he mention that if he touches somebody's temples or their face, that he can read their minds? I was like,
You
wait.
think no.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. But
Okay,
I was just.
I was that's a shock, because I was like, dude, just stop touching her.
Stop touching me. I don't like
But I didn't
it.
really put two and two together that he reads minds.
Right?
So that sucks.
Ugh.
So we'll find out more about that, I
Oh,
guess. That's annoying.
I know. Back to the gauntlet, the American Ninja Warrior
Oh,
challenge.
yeah.
It's up the side of a mountain, basically. And we kind of learn around this time all of her squad members, because she's been there for a while, you know. So there's Sawyer. He is the unbonded repeat. He was a first year last year and didn't get a dragon. So he's doing his first year over again. There's Riddick. He's the funny guy. I like Riddick a
I
lot.
do too.
He was fun. There's Tynan. He's basically just an asshat, not a big fan.
No, but he's just kind of there. He kind of says some stuff that you're just like,
He
this is,
doesn't like Violet. He
I
literally
know,
is
he's
like me.
annoying.
He's one of that Jack Barlow's
Friends.
cronies. Not a fan. There's Rhiannon, who's her BFF. There's Violet, of course. He's very indecisive, can't make any decisions. And Luca, who's just kind of bitchy. Oh, there was Aurelie. I already mentioned her, but
Yeah,
she,
she
RIP, doesn't
died.
really go through it. And then Violet felt really, I don't know, she felt really bad about Aurelie's death, and she wanted to burn her things. In this world, when somebody dies, you don't keep any of their personal belongings. You literally burn them when they die. So you have nothing left over. There's nothing to, they're, it's like they were never there.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's sad.
It's so
It's
sad.
sad because you're really not supposed to keep anything. And
No.
like Brennan, her brother, she left this book.
Yeah.
And so it was supposed to be dead or burned. And
Mira was like, I know I was supposed to burn it, but I just
I
couldn't.
know. And she couldn't. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I would not want to burn every single thing of my friend's
No,
items.
I
And
wouldn't want
I
to at
want
all.
something to remember them by. And I think that's just really, it's sad, but it's a world. It's a fantasy world, and this is the rules of military, and I think they're a lot more strict. And somebody
Right.
dies, and they move on,
Yeah.
and the only thing that's left is memories.
That makes sense. I was like not a fan. I was like,
No, I'm not a fan of
I
it
would
by
not
any
want to
means.
burn a single thing of my loved ones. That's just me. But when she goes to bury or burn bury burn these things of Aurelie, she notices that Zayden is off by himself again with his two little best friends, and they're coming back in the middle of the night. She's like, what are you doing? You're sneaking around. So we kind of get a couple. So this is the second time we've seen Zayden
Sneak around
sneak around. Yeah.
with other
With
rebels.
other rebels. Yeah. There's only three this time. His two main ones.
And they're his best friends. One of them is his cousin, right?
Bodhi. And then there's Garrick, who's his best friend. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, what's going on here?
Right. So we finally get to presentation. In this world, the humans are presented to the dragons. So the dragon, like we said, the dragons choose the riders, and there's this presentation thing. So once they get up the gauntlet, they have the squad people have to get up the gauntlet, survive, and then they go through presentation.
So presentation. So I pictured a big, like, open field area kind of in the school, and the dragons are all standing there, and I'm in a row of people, like my other squad, right? Like, and you're just in a row,
Yeah,
and
it's
you're
like single
walking
file.
in single file, and you're just walking in front of the dragons. That's what happens,
And
right?
you're in a field.
Yeah, kind of like an open area.
Open area. I totally pictured a cave, like a dark. I don't know why, but I pictured like a dark cave. You're walking single file too, but there's little fire lamp posts, and
Oh, and
the
it's like
dragons are like
dark.
in these little enclaves. I don't know.
No, that is
That is what I
not.
pictured.
I was like,
And I couldn't tell if they walked down and then walked back again, or if they just walked straight through the cave
that part was,
or the
I, you
field,
know what?
whatever you pictured.
I actually reread this, and her description isn't very good.
I was kind of confused
It was
too.
her style of writing, like we said in the beginning, is a little difficult.
Little unhinged,
It
just
is.
gritty. Gritty is a good word for
It's
it.
an easy read. It's
Super easy read. Love
not.
the story.
Yeah, and it's just not very descriptive. I couldn't picture it. And so I think what happens is, like you said too, is they go in a single file line in front of these dragons. They stand there and they want them to stand there in a little circle thing for a little bit, talk so that the dragons can hear their voices. And then they walk back in a single file line. They walk back. And what happens when they walk back is that a dragon can eat them or
Barbecue
burn
them.
them if they
BBQ.
don't like them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
There
that's
was
what
a couple happened.
a couple, I remember. Oh yeah,
Luca
Luca.
and Pryor,
I
because he was so into stuff. I
Pryor.
was sad about Pryor, but Luca was like, peace, girl. You're bitchy. I'm
Yeah,
over you.
not a fan of that one, but so they're walking and it happens right in front of her friend, right?
It happens right in front of Rhiannon. And then also, a couple of the dragons come up and sniff Violet.
Yes. Oh, and they're making fun of the little baby
That's when
one.
we're in. Yes, that's where we first see the feather
The
tail.
feather tail, which in class, when they are mentioning all these dragons, there's a feather tail and they're super rare. They never come out. They
They don't know a
stay.
lot about them at
No,
all.
not a lot,
It's
but
just a
there's.
little golden feather
It's
tail.
golden,
So
it's
cute.
tiny, and there's this little baby one, and they walk by it and they're all making fun of Violet. And they're like, well, that'll be hers. And honestly, I was like, that's gonna be hers.
Yeah.
And I was like, this feather tail is gonna be so cute, and she's gonna ride it and be such a baddie on it.
Well, this is I thought she would have the black at the beginning. And then I heard about the little feather
Feather
tail. I was like,
tail.
oh, this is gonna be her dragon.
Yeah,
Obviously, she's gonna get the
obviously.
smaller one. She's gonna have to overcome all these
Yeah.
things.
So it's so cute, and this other big dragon sniffs her and stuff, and
Oh, because of the scales
because
in her armor.
which we forgot to mention is that in the beginning when Mira gives her the boots to wear across so that she doesn't slip, she also gives her this vest, and it is made of her dragon's scales, and which
Really tough
saves
armor.
really tough armor, and it saves her life a few times. And the dragons, two of them, come up and smell her, and she's standing there like
She's like,
stiff in the
whoa,
board, and
what is
like,
going on?
oh. And then she looks and she's like, oh, you're smelling my sister's
'Cause she's so
dragon. I
smart. Violet, I
know.
love
So
Violet,
they're
honestly.
not trying to hurt her, they just smell the other dragon. So that's pretty cool. And
Very
so
cool.
it was just, I really liked that part. You got to really see dragons and picture them. And
I just picture this little baby golden dragon.
yeah. And so that goes into threshing,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Right
It was
shortly
like just,
after that.
it was shortly after, yeah, threshing, October 1st. That's when all of the people, all of the unbonded riders, the cadets, they go into the flight field. And then all of the willing to bond dragons fly in and they pick their rider, basically. They say in class that you should have a feeling, like if a dragon has already picked you, you should have a feeling that you should follow.
You
That's
should.
gonna lead you to your dragon.
Yes, and it kind of mates you.
Yeah, kind of in a way. So Rhiannon, she goes off. She's like, I have this feeling. I know where to go. Do do do. Her best friend. And then Violet's kind of left over here. She's basically just wandering around.
So now build this world for me. So are they in a forest?
So the flight field in my mind is kind of what you pictured for where they were at presentation, but it's like this big open field and there's forest around them, and then there's also mountains.
Mountains.
Yes.
Okay. And so they get just dropped
Because the
there.
Vale, which is where the dragons live, is like not far
Far.
off. And the Vale is over the mountains in a little mountainy area.
Okay. So they are there and they get dropped, and her friend leaves, and a couple other of them scatter off.
Yeah,
And
everybody's like on their own. You gotta go
yeah,
find your
you gotta go
dragon.
find your dragon. So
Good
she's
luck.
there and she's like, what do I do? I don't feel anything. So she's just kind of walking
She decides
around.
to climb a tree again.
This bitch can't get out of a
You know,
tree.
she's like, I'm gonna climb a tree so I can get a better view.
And I think they say don't do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be climbing trees out there with dragons flying around, but
But you do you, boo.
whatever. Yeah, so she spots these three guys walking around, and they're all here talking about this feather tail, and they're like, "We're gonna kill it. He's a liability to any squad he gets with." And
And isn't one of those stupid boys Jack who wants
yeah.
to kill Violet lives
Jack
this
and
whole time?
Tynan's a part of her actual squad, and she's like, these three, they're gonna kill a dragon during threshing?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. And
How dumb can you
it's
be?
the pretty golden one. That's so sweet. And so she's like, absolutely not. So she gets down off the tree and goes and follows them.
She goes and follows them. They're over there by the golden dragon, and Violet decides to stand up to these three grown men, and she's a little bitty. She's like, no, you're not gonna kill this dragon. Like, dumb. Don't do that. She takes on all three of them to defend them, and then Sigael, Zayden's dragon, shows up.
Shows up and
She is pissed.
she's like, what are you
She's
doing?
like, why, what is going on here? We don't know this at the time, but she basically calls for Taren, who is the black dragon that's unbonded.
Oh, okay, so she calls for him.
She calls because they're mated.
Oh.
So that's why Taren shows up, and that's why Zayden shows up, because Sigael's like, these three guys are trying to take out this little gold baby dragon.
So all of a sudden we're in this field thing and
She's about to battle these guys.
she's like battling them, trying to say, no, you're not going to kill this baby golden dragon. And she's like, fly away, dragon, fly
Fly away.
away.
And the dragon's just looking at her like, what?
No, I'm just going to stay right here. Kind of like a puppy. Just like,
I
what? Cocks
pictured
its
a
head.
little puppy
I
too.
did too. And so she's just sitting there going, fly away, fly away. And she's battling these three guys. And all of a sudden, Taren is
Taren,
there.
the big black badass.
Huge black dragon and
Just lands behind her. Plop.
yeah, and
Boom.
so it plops down and I just love it. And so
He basically barbecues Tynan on the spot. Jack has run away when Taren shows up.
well, kind of. And Violet stabs him, right?
Yeah, when they
Within
were
the
paddling, she throws a dagger at
perfect.
Jack.
And then he
He's injured. He
He's
runs away.
injured and then sees Taren and is like, peace out, bro. I'm not doing this with a dragon. So he runs away.
Taren barbecues her squad member Tynan, and then there's just Oren left. And Violet decides, I'm not gonna kill him. Let him go.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we are. And she's looking at this big black dragon. And she's like, oh my
And Taren
God.
starts like mind speaking to her. He's like, come on, Silver One.
And she's like,
What's going on? He's like,
wait.
jump on my back. We have to go. And she's
And she's
like,
like, but I haven't bonded with you. And you find
Yeah, she
out,
was kind of dumb.
hello.
It's like
He's talking.
he's trying to bond you, honey.
Yeah,
Like,
you
jump on
can
his
literally
back.
hear him through your mind go with this
Yeah.
big dragon.
I would 100% jump on as fast as I could.
She was just a little nervous. I would be too. And so, holy crap, she's looking at this big dragon and she's like, oh my God, I'm on this. I'm about to step up. He like leans to her because she can't get on
Yes.
there. That's a big part of this, is that a dragon rider is supposed to be able to mount their dragons,
Yep.
and she can't even get on him.
Right. Normally dragons don't like yield to their riders. They're
Riders.
just like, here, get on, figure it out. But Taren literally,
Like steps down. You can see his paw, or not paw, but like his arm
leg.
laying
He she
down.
climbs up his leg to get up onto his back, and then they fly.
Fly away. Oh
I
my
think she falls
God.
off literally in the first flight. She falls off, but Taren
Catches
catches
her
her.
in the talons.
Yes.
And
Which
he's.
again, normally if you fall off, the dragon's like, well, you suck.
He's
Bye. You
by, and
die.
I get a new rider.
Yeah.
And so he catches her in the talons, throws her back up, and she's like, holy crap, you caught me. And he's going, stay on You got to stay on. What are you
Don't
doing?
embarrass us. We got to make a show of this. But then he uses his power to like strap her in, and she's like, "What? You shouldn't do this. You need your power." He's like, "It's a little bitty bit of power. I'm super powerful. You're gonna be fine."
And so when he says like, "Don't embarrass us," what's happening? So like
they're
flying
flying in the air. They're doing a little show. It's like, "Oh, we're bonded. Look at us go."
Gotcha. So
And
is
then,
everybody around?
well, once you bond, you go back to the flight field where the generals are and the scribes are to take down the names. So each dragon has an actual name, like a full long
So
name.
what's Taryn's name? Do you
It
remember?
was like Taryn Nanoxinoc or
It's the
something.
hardest
It's
name.
really
I didn't
long.
even bother writing it down because I was like,
Really hard. I was not very good at it. But you have to know the full name to tell the scribes so that they know that you bonded this dragon. You didn't like cheat, which I don't know how you would cheat a dragon, but
I guess it's
her
possible.
mother thought she might have cheated because when she shows up, she's like, "Don't say the name. She needs to say
She
it."
needs to say
I'm like,
it.
"Bitch, like what?"
I know. So it's like a big presentation. Everybody's there. And you go up to this person and you tell the name of your dragon.
Right. So
So
she's like,
she's,
"Here's Taryn."
yep.
And
And
then,
then all of
"And
us,
Dinah."
and Darna. So this is when she hears
The little golden
little
dragon.
golden dragon's voice also in her head, which means she's bonded with the little golden, which is
So not
really
one, but two
two
dragons.
dragons. That was such a plot
I
twist.
know. I was like, "Well, what?
I
Two? Not just one?"
not just one, and it was huge. Like one that just doesn't happen. You just
Right.
don't bond with two
You
dragons.
don't.
And so it's making a stir. And she little Arndt, how do you say her name?
And Darna.
And Darna. And I
And
just picture
Darna.
this like beautiful little voice, and
Little
she's so tiny
tiny
and
whiskery
golden.
voice. Sorry.
Yes. And so she gives her name, and she's like, "Say it. Tell
Tell
him.
him
Tell
it's me
him."
too. And
Yep.
they literally all hell broke loose. They were
Right when she
like,
said it, right when Violet was like, "Okay, I've got another
actually,
dragon.
and Darna." And all the people are like, "Wait, what? You can't have
You can't
two."
have two. You can't have two." And but guess what? It's not your choice.
No, the
It's not the
dragons fly
writer's.
off.
The dragons fly off and they all meet. And which is when we find out that dragons hold their Empyrean.
The Council of the Dragons, which
Yes.
ties, that's the name of the series.
Name of the series, which is super cool. So this is when you find this out and they go,
They fly back to the Vale where the dragons
okay.
live.
And they all meet and they're like, "Yeah,
Yeah,
you can have
that's
two.
great.
I don't care." Like,
Whatever.
basically, they don't.
They fly back and they're like, "Everything's cool." Oh, wait. Taryn says, "Everything is as it should be."
Yes,
Yep.
because he can't ever explain what's happening in the veil.
Yeah, nobody should know.
Nobody should
It's
know.
dragon
And
business.
so basically, Taryn's saying everything is as it should be, which he knows. What
What are you gonna
humans would
do? We're
do.
dragons. People
So,
like to think that they're in control, but really, the
an
dragons.
animal is always gonna,
Yeah.
especially a dragon,
Yeah.
they're
Oh,
never gonna
gosh.
be in control. So,
No.
basically, what happens is they come back, and both of the dragons are super happy, and they're like, "Okay, we've bonded with you.
Yeah.
This is great." And
Violet has her two
her
dragons.
two dragons. And
And
that's how we end the first part of this book,
yes, I think
because
that's a
there's
great stopping spot.
it is. She's got her two dragons. Like, bitch, you good.
Yeah, exactly. She
You
proved
got
to
to.
Dane. She's like, "Yo, I'm doing great. Look at me. I got two badass dragons.
Yeah. I
Not
mean,
going nowhere."
no. So, oh my God. Okay. What is your thoughts so far? Should we do the big three?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my
I'm down.
God. Okay. So, rating. What do you think of it?
Up to this point, I was giving it like a 7.5, 8. I really liked the story. I liked how she wasn't afraid to kill off characters. I loved Violet. She was just blowing me away with how resilient she was and how she could just overcome any adversity. Love that. I'm in love with Satan. I just really am. He's great.
And there's a lot of spiciness to it. So I,
What about you?
okay, I'm gonna kind of do it in chunks because at the very beginning, I just wasn't a fan. I like the,
It took you a minute to
it
get into
took me
it.
a
I know. I was like,
second.
"So how far are you?" You're like, "I'm on chapter five."
No, and I was like, does it get better? Like,
Does it get better?
I don't know. I just wasn't, it just didn't. I was like at a three, and I was
The
like,
hook was
this
not
is
there.
no. I was like, this has to be better. And
Right.
by the end of this, when she gets her dragons, I was at like an 8.5.
Oh, yeah. It's
I
good.
was there. I was like, okay, what happens next?
Right?
You gotta tell me.
Let's
And
go.
especially they were like, oh my God, you can't have two dragons. I'm like, get out of here.
I
She
know.
can do whatever she
I
wants.
thought that was so funny. It was like, people, what do you think you're gonna tell dragons? No. No, that's not gonna happen.
Go back. So yeah, I was definitely at an 8.5. I think it was a great cliffhanger for half of the book,
Oh, great.
to
I just
set
love the
up
story.
the
It's a
second.
great, great, it's great story.
I
You can
do
follow.
too. So secondly, if you could kill off anybody, would you?
Oh,
And
100%. I
why?
have two
So,
people.
well, Sophia's got two. She's killing off.
I want to kill off her mom, first of all. I don't like her, and I think it would cause some chaos in the world if a
Yeah.
general died. And then second, I really can't stand Dane. I want him
Ooh,
gone.
he's like a main
I
character.
know, but he's annoying.
He is a little annoying. He's getting super
He's
whiny.
like a Tamlin 2.0. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, Akatar again,
Sorry,
Tamlin.
I'm gonna do
No, I love it. I think he's a
that
big Tamlin too. Tamlin's such a whiny baby, and
a lot. He is too.
Dane is
It's like, I'm going
getting
to
at.
let me cuddle you the whole time. I'm going to protect you. No,
No.
this girl's a badass.
I agree. I agree. And if I could kill off anybody, I want Jack gone.
Oh,
We didn't
100%.
really go into how big of a dick he is, but he
He
is.
is. He's
And
a big ass hat.
he is right from the start. And I'm not here for it. I want him gone. I want to kill him off. So, and now to the third and final, if you could rename this title, would you?
Honestly, I thought about this. I don't think I would rename it because I don't know what I would rename it. I like that the series is called the Empyrean
Empyrean.
because I feel like there's going to be more about the dragons
Yeah,
that we
and
don't know yet.
I liked the Empyrean too, and I thought, like, would I rename the actual book that? But no, but that's the whole series, and that's why she's making more books. So
This is about her time at the college, you know, it in her fourth wing.
yeah.
She's in the wing. That's what it's about. I like it.
Yeah,
Here for it.
honestly, I am too. I said no, I wouldn't change it. I think it's good.
It's great.
Yeah, and
Really, really happy with this book so far.
yeah. And so that just leaves us with the second book coming out, which we are going to do the second part of this book,
Right, part
obviously,
two.
for part two. But the second book of her series
Dragon
is
and
actually coming
Flame
out.
comes out
So,
November 8th. I'm really excited for
yeah.
that.
And so we will be also be doing that book as well in November. But
I think I'm
there's,
done for the day, right?
yeah,
That was a great first podcast. Cheers.
well, cheers to
Cheers to you.
you.
Yay, look at us go.
I know. And so this actually leaves us with next week. Tune in.
Yes, tune in Tuesday next week.
October 17th.
We'll release part two of Fourth Wing. And that's it.
All right. Cheers,
Cheers.
everybody. And
I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.